Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review. Now, I actually watched this movie a couple of days ago, but I wasn't sure if I was going to do it on the podcast. You see, people that are interested in this movie, they know the source material. Most likely, they've played the games. However, I can still be of service here. Even though we're talking about a niche audience, you know, that played the games, there are still those that might go out and see this movie based on the name recognition. So if you haven't guessed yet, I'm talking about Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. Now, there have been several Resident Evil movies made, and this is a reboot of sorts. This one promises to be more faithful to the game, whereas those Mila Jovovich, I think that's how you say her name, those movies had pretty much nothing to do with the games other than a few characters and names of locations. And that was just like in the very beginning. As the sequels went on, they got further and further away from the source material and just leaned heavy into the action zombie stuff. And they just kept the name. They just kept calling it Resident Evil, even though it had nothing to do with Resident Evil. So, I'm doing this review for two reasons. One, if you're a fan of the Resident Evil universe, I'm going to let you know if they really are true to that. And if you're not familiar with any of this stuff, is this really a watch for you guys at all? And in case you're wondering, I am no expert on Resident Evil. However, I have played through the first four games multiple times, so I am qualified to at least speak on that. And as you guys know, unless you're new here, and if you are new here, go ahead and subscribe, leave a comment, scroll through my episodes so you can get a vibe of what I do here. I think you'll enjoy it. But when I do my reviews, I judge on what's on the screen. Of course, I'm going to have my opinions and suggestions and things of that nature, but I'm not going to penalize them for what I wanted, which is what a lot of other critics do. I just judge it on what they gave me. So, what is this one about? And this is going to be super basic. Claire Redfield catches a ride back in the Raccoon City, where her and her brother grew up in an orphanage there. She left, but her brother remained behind, and now he's working for the RPD, Raccoon Police Department. When the town was thriving, was home to the Umbrella Corporation. Now, it's a bit of a ghost town since Umbrella has decided to relocate. Now, she's there to warn her brother about the rumors of the experiments and all the dirt that's been going on all these years, that, you know, Umbrella's been, you know, Umbrella is behind, you know, all the dirty stuff, and she wants to get him to leave. But he really doesn't believe her, and he wants to go to work, you know, whatever. But just as she's, you know, trying to tell him what's going on, town-wide alarm goes off, telling the residents to remain calm and to stay inside, and there's nothing to worry about, all that good stuff. And that's pretty much where I'll stop, because at that moment, as Claire's trying to warn her brother, all the experiments and all the bad stuff kind of come out to light. They have to stay alive and escape before morning. Spoiler free, there's something else going on in the background, which I won't get into. So, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 26%, which is actually a little bit higher than I thought it would be. But I was more interested in what the audience had to say. And they came in at a 56%, which is pretty close to a recommendation. But, yeah, what did I think about this one? Well, now, people not familiar with all this stuff, what I'm going to say next is going to go way over your head when I'm going through these positives. It's not going to mean anything to you, but don't worry. I'm going to address you guys in a few minutes here. So, let's get to these positives. The sense of nostalgia is so strong in this. You'll have so many fond memories of the first time you booted up that Resident Evil disc. You'll remember that scene where you see the zombie for the first time and he's eating, he turns around and looks. They recreated that scene. Or when you booted up the disc, Resident Evil 2 disc, and you're playing as Jill Valentine, the same adventure but through a different perspective, and everything's just a little bit different through her eyes instead of, you know, Leon's. And all the characters are here, by the way, from Wesker, Leon Kennedy, Claire and Chris Redfield, and all the roles you're familiar with, they do act as though they were in a game, with the exception of one character, and I'll get into that in a little bit later. But this is really just a big old love letter to the fans. And, I mean, they really dive deep into the games here. The locations, the orphanage, the RPD station, the mansion. They recreated a lot of things like the piano puzzle, the helicopter crash in the mansion, the keys with the club diamond heart keys. I mean, I could go on and on with all the little touches and details that they put in there. And none of it felt forced. They kind of weaved everything in there, you know, seamlessly, which was really nice. Oh, and you're going to want to stay through the end credit because there's another character reveal. And they kind of show you where the series is going to go if, you know, this warrants a sequel. But let's get to these negatives. The CGI is really bad. It's almost as bad as the acting. But again, if you're familiar with the games, bad acting and the way they read the lines is cool. They really just sounded like they were reading the lines off a piece of paper in those old games. And this acting is maybe just a step above that. So that really doesn't work for a movie. And another thing, the way they did Leon in this, everyone else felt accurate, but they made Leon into this, like, bumbling idiot. And he was a rookie in the game, but he wasn't some idiot, novice idiot that didn't know what was going on, didn't know how to, like, do anything. And they made him the comic relief here, which kind of irritated me. But if you haven't seen it and all that stuff went over your head, I didn't forget about you. So, for you guys, there are no positives. As you just heard, everything good about this movie was in relation to your familiarity with the games and your nostalgia. And since you have none of that to reference, and the only thing you have to stand on is, let's see, there's some decent action outside of the effects, which were trash. The story is pretty basic. You've seen that dozen of times. That's pretty much it. There's really nothing here for you if you're not into the games. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? Well, for what it was, which is a love letter to fans, this is really directed at fans, I'm going to say yes and give this a 60%. Now, if you like the games, you're going to find a soft spot for this in the movie. It's all here, and it's well done with the source material. Again, I'm not endorsing this because this is a good movie. Let me make this clear. This is not a good movie. This is really a one-time watch just for the nostalgia of it, and you'll have some fun with it. That's it. Now, if you're somebody that has no clue about the source material, and you're just trying to go see a zombie movie, then yeah, totally skip this one. I would give this one a 25% on the Rotten scale. There's nothing here you haven't seen, and you're not going to appreciate the stuff that you haven't seen because you have no point of reference. So this is a rare case where the audience is right and the critics are right. So whichever side you fall into, the person that played the game or one that haven't, you can go right along those lines. No reason at all to watch this one if you don't know anything about the games. And if you like the games, again, give this a watch. I'm not sure you should pay full price to see it, but again, if you're into the games, you're not going to be disappointed with what they give you here. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. I am up on all streaming platforms now. Instagram, Facebook, same name. Check me out. I post all my links and posters and everything there so you can get a little glimpse of the movies that I review. And yeah, there's going to be a busy week maybe because I know there's quite a few things that are releasing on Netflix this week that I kind of want to check out. Not sure how much of it I'm going to be able to get done, but I will have at least two more reviews this week, I think, maybe. But we'll see how that goes. But anyway, thank you again for the support. Thank you for tuning in. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.